The riches are in the niches. If you've been in business for any amount of time, you've probably heard that quote at least a dozen times. I attended PodFest in Orlando a couple of weeks ago, and I think I heard it at least 67 times there from the stage. I walked around for 4 days with Niche Envy. I don't know if you say niche or niche. I usually say niche. I'd be talking to someone and I'd ask about their podcast, to which they'd reply with some super sexy niche down thing like welders who love Jesus, or nurses who got fired, or speed daters who only wear purple. And here I am with human design, literally the answer to everything. Today on Unjaded, we're talking about how to use your human design to choose your niche, or if you can use your human design to choose your niche. I'm going to cover three places in your design where you can get a bit of an idea for what you're here to do, but spoiler alert, your design may not give you the answer that you expect.
Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in.
You can do anything that you want to do. As Karen Curry Parker says, we all have all of the chart. Some things you'll have consistent access to, and some things will be more variable, playing out in relationships. So how can you use your design to choose your niche? Your human design is a snapshot of how your energy flows best. It's basically your path of least resistance. It's not going to tell you that you should be a teacher or a coach or a florist, but it will show you what you came here to communicate, who you're designed to work with, if you're designed to impact on an individual level, a group level, a community level, a whole bunch, as Sawyer would say, my granddaughter, a whole bunch of other stuff that's super helpful in building the life that you're here to build. Because that's what building your business is really about, right? It's not just about building your business. You're here because you want to have a full life. You're here because you value your relationships. You're here because you value your health. And you're not willing, or no longer willing, to burn your life down to get the business that you want. And that's where we can really lean into our human design. So what I've noticed is that niching down is easier for some types than it is for others. And I'm going to go through all of the types here so you kind of get an idea. And then maybe you can walk away from this feeling like, oh, okay, so that's why I'm having a little bit of a harder time with this, and let it breathe. So if you're a manifester, you can literally decide to do something, let people know what you're going to do. That's the informing piece. And then just go out and make it happen. You don't need anyone else to make things happen, and you sure as hell don't want anyone giving you their input. So in my opinion, and what I've seen with my clients, is that it can be easier for you to choose a niche and go for it than it can for a generator type. However, I will say that the conditioning of manifestors is powerful. Last week, I met with 3 manifestors in readings, which is kind of a high number for me in 1 week, because manifestors make up only 9% of the population. So it was interesting to have 3 of them in my reading space within 1 week. I was reminded of how we condition manifestors away from their power. All 3 of these women were thinking of starting a business, and they wanted help with, like, can I really do it? And as a manifester, if you're a manifester, you don't really ever need to ask that question, can I really do it? That's your conditioning, because you can do whatever the heck you put your mind to. And the last thing that you want or need is to be micromanaged. But you have been so conditioned away from yourself that you will often question, what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? And it's almost like a permission seeking, which isn't necessarily your path of least resistance. So we'll dive into that more on another episode. It's time for me to do another manifestor episode with all of these manifestors coming through my world. It must be leading my generator self to put some more content out there for manifestors. So moving on with this episode, though, if you're a projector, you naturally have this penetrating, focused aura. You're literally designed to focus on one thing and take it all of the way. Now, you may be drawn to several different things, and if you have an undefined head in Ajna, a defined emotional solar plexus, you may have a hard time deciding on things, a lot of uncertainty in your design, but you really can focus on something. You have such a beautiful aura to guide. And that can make it a little bit easier for you to niche down your business. Look at the things that you're being recognized for. Look at the things that people say that you're good at, because you tend to think that everybody can do the thing that you do, but that's not true. So watch what people are calling you out for and then be like, oh, maybe that's it. It's just little ways to be pointed in the direction of your niche. If you're a reflector, you know that your niche will naturally involve mirroring or giving feedback somehow to what you're seeing around or in your community. It gets a little bit dicier, in my opinion, for generator types. I see generator types having the most trouble choosing a niche or narrowing it down because so many things are alive in them. They are responding to the world around them, even if they don't realize they're responding to the world around them, and it can be crazy. So let's talk about the straight up generator first. The generator trying to focus. I even have a client who has the channel of concentration and focus formatting her entire design, and she is all over the place as a generator. Generators can often feel stuck, and I think that's because there are so many things pulling on your energy, and you have to get really in tune with your inner authority to understand what's right for you to respond to and what's right for you to take all of the way. So you have the energy to do lots and lots of things, and you've been conditioned as a generator to go out and start things. You probably have your hand in a lot of pots and you have a boatload of unfinished projects. And if you're a manifesting generator, I super duper feel you on this. Many gens are the ultimate multi-passionate people. By design, we do all of the things. Hence, my niche envy at PodFest, right? So as manifesting generators, we're designed to do lots of things and to do them well. We need to be doing lots of things to keep our mind and our hands busy. Remember, if you're a manifesting generator, not everything that you do needs to turn a profit. Not everything that you do, every idea you have, doesn't have to become a business. I'm like putting my hand up and preaching to the choir here. Some things are just there to use your energy. It helps to keep you feeling alive and engaged. It uses up all of that sacral energy, but it doesn't help you with the niche thing if you're interested in all of these things. Now, your type is just one tiny piece of your design. We're going to look at two other areas in this episode to give you some insight. And remember, we always look at all of the chart, right? We don't ever just look at one piece of the chart. Your human design is all about the nuances. So the next place we're going to look today is your incarnation cross or the plot line of your life. In my own case, my human design is all about leading by example, discovering new things, drawing others to those new things. I do this with fierce commitment and intensity. And I have a nurturing energy about me. That's because both my Mars and my Mercury are in gate 27, which is the gate of nurturing. It's mama bear energy. So this tells me how I do what I do, but it's really not helpful in choosing the niche, what it is that I do. So your incarnation cross, it is the plot line of your life. But again, it's not going to say you're a nurse, you're a teacher, you're this, you're that. It's going to show you, like, this is the path that you're on in this life, and what you do with it is your choice. Again, not helpful with the niche conversation. I'm sorry. So your incarnation cross will be listed on your human design chart where it says your type, strategy, authority, all that jazz. And you can also find it where we're getting it on those reports is the top four gates. So two gates on the right side first, and then two gates on the left side are where you get your incarnation cross. So start to explore the messages of these gates. There's posts on my blog. My website is just my name, vickidixon.com, about every single gate in human design. If you're in the messaging program Content by Design, you get the entire library there. So the third place we're going to look at in this episode is your profile. Your profile, is the role you play in the movie of your life. In last week's episode, which was episode 39, we talked a lot about profile, and I also wrote a blog post about all 12 profile types. So again, it's over on the website. If you want to read more on your profile specifically, you'll find it there. I'm just going to give you a little bit of a highlight reel here. So your profile is a really big piece of human design, and it's often overlooked. So many people focus on their type, and they don't even give their profile a nod. But I think that we have to bring this into the conversation because it's who you are here to be. It's the role that you play in the movie of your life. It's a big deal. Say that you're a 3-5 profile. I love 3-5 profiles. I have a son and a granddaughter who are 3-5 profiles so far. And third lines take a lot of knocks in life. You're the people who are here to run fast and break things. You learn through experience and you make a lot of mistakes. And please understand that I'm putting that in air quotes. Because there are no mistakes for you. The fifth line profile is the visionary leader. Fifth lines have a really different way of looking at things. It's fascinating to be in the room with a fifth line profile who's on purpose. Because you have a really different way of looking at things, you're often called the heretic because you're a mirror, you're a karmic mirror. You will show people what's coming up that needs to be healed in them, and you live in so much projection. So this 3-5 profile is really super juicy and interesting. You just have to stand in the full of who you are as a 3-5 profile. So let's say someone else has a 4-6 profile. The 4-6 is a community-driven role model. So the fourth line profile is going to build connections and community around them like a boss. Everything is going to be about connecting with their network. And then the sixth line is going to, yes, have three phases in life, but ultimately it's here to be the role model. So very, very different from the 3-5 profile. Again, it doesn't tell you your specific niche, but it goes a long way to clarifying how you do what you do and the role that you need to fill in the life of your clients. If you're a 3-5 and you spend your entire life trying to play down your life experience and your mistakes, again in air quote, you're never going to nail your purpose or who you came here to be. If you're a 4-6 and you shy away from being a role model or you hide from your community, you're never going to be who you came here to be. And remember, again, human design is all about the nuances. We put all of the pieces of your design together, and somehow, sometimes over time, we land on a niche. The thing is, we're designed to live our purpose in everything that we do, because purpose is not what you do. It's who you be, no matter what niche you choose. So that's where I'm sitting at with my niche. I'm in the kind of letting it percolate for a bit part. I know that I serve entrepreneurs who are ready to get super intentional about their life. The entrepreneurs that understand that they can no longer burn out their bodies, their emotional health, or their relationships in order to build that ever elusive six-figure business. We are the entrepreneurs who want a full life, a healthy mind and body, and relationships that feel incredible to be in, because we really understand that we're here for a good time and not a long time. We get that we're here to have an impact, and we want to have a full life while we're doing it. We're no longer willing to settle for less. That's about as niche as I'm going to get at this point. A friend of mine said to me last week, "Don't worry, Vicky, you're just taking the scenic route in your business this year." And I've decided to let that be okay, because sometimes we just need to let it breathe. So if you're banging your head against the wall, trying to niche yourself down, and you're meeting with a lot of resistance, maybe it's time to pause and take the scenic route for a bit. Now, this doesn't mean doing 1,000 things in your business, putting out 1,000 offers. I was on a Facebook group the other day, and it's about finding a guest or being a guest on a podcast. And I was looking at so many of these posts saying, "I'm looking to be a guest, and I can talk about this, 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 and this." And there would be like 5 to 10 things that they could talk about. I think we need to all be a little bit more niche than that. But there's room to play. You know, if you know that there's 2 or 3 things that you're playing in, your life experience is going to come into it too, right? So if you know that there's a few things that you're playing in, just let that marinate for a little bit. And you may come up with something that brings all of those things together. You probably will. You're not running out of time. You're helping someone with what you're doing now. And your niche may just find you if you give it the space to drop in. So can you use your human design to find your niche? Sure. Most of the time you can. Or you can at least use parts of it. But there's this thing that happens along the way called life. And sometimes you just got to go along for the ride until you've taken in all of the scenery and let things marinate in their juices for a bit. The question for you is, can you allow yourself to be in the uncertainty for a while? Because uncertainty can be uncomfortable. And so many of us have uncertainty built naturally into our designs. And it's the thing that we resist the most. We go for course after course after program, always searching outside of ourselves. And that's what I love the most about human design, is that it's the only tool I've found that truly shows me to go into myself, into where are my own gifts to find the answers. And to me, that's all part of living an unjaded life. Allowing space to surrender to your purpose is so much more important than nailing down your niche today, right this minute. Every day, I get emails from people who have booked a reading, and the number one thing that they want me to look at is, what am I here to do? I have this idea, but I'm not sure I can make it happen. I'm not sure I'm actually designed for it. And I believe that the universe is not going to give us things that we are not designed to do. But if that's where you're at, we can get a whole lot of clarity on your purpose within a human design reading. It's where it all begins, and we have no idea where it will lead, right? Because you're going to take your life experience and you're going to take away from that reading what you need, and you're going to turn it into something of value. You've been kicked around a bit by life right now, right? You have all of this life experience that you bring to the table along with your human design. So let's bring it all together for you in a reading so that you can choose your niche from a completely unjaded space. I'm ready when you are.